Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hello.
Well, one of my most favorite things in the whole world, ravens.
Oh. Oh, ravens, yeah. Gosh, well, I couldn't agree more. They should be right in everyone's list of at least favorite things, if not most favorite. They are a wonder, and there are year-round neighbors. I mean, that's, you got to appreciate those things that are with us all the time and are easy to see and aren't afraid to show themselves. Obviously, they're not shy birds. Although, kind of an aside, a little bit of an aside, ravens here are quite a bit shyer, not as in showing themselves, but as in getting close to us as people, you know, humans, than ravens in other parts of the country. If you go to the desert southwest or anywhere in the desert, boy, ravens are much more apt to come close. And even if they're not ravens that are used to being, you know, around recreational sites or whatever, they just have much less concern about humans. And that's striking to me, and I don't have an explanation, but I wonder if it doesn't have something to do with the history of raven populations in Minnesota. We are here in the Northeast, are at the heart of the raven population. This is where they are most common, but they occur in other parts of the state, of course, and they actually had a much, much larger range pretty much throughout most of the state in the past. And their range was significantly diminished in Minnesota around the turn of the 19th and 20th century as forests were radically changed in the state. And there was a period of time where one of the state's earliest and most well-known ornithologists, whose name was Roberts, thought that ravens were in danger of extinction in Minnesota because of the really precipitous, you know, quick and dramatic changes to forests really affected their ability to make their way here. Fortunately, they have survived that, and they are doing seemingly very well in Minnesota. And this is the time of year when, even as the snow flies and and we all bemoan the fact that spring will never come, they are nesting. And as early as mid-April, I have observed young ravens in the nest. Now, that I haven't done that this year, but it's almost for certain, I would say 100% certain, that there are ravens on eggs or with very young hatchlings on their nests. Ravens nest in large deciduous trees, in large coniferous trees, and on cliff ledges where there's some kind of a nice overhang or some protection in our part of the state. They're considered a bird of mixed conifer and deciduous forest or boreal forest. So the conifers are an important part of the community composition for ravens. Gosh, part of the reason I know that I am so enamored of ravens is that they're acrobatic flyers.
Oh my, yes.
You know, somersaults, flying upside down. I think I've read of one record, some observation of a raven flying upside down for half a mile.
Oh. They're also pretty fearless. I was driving home from work here just a week or two ago, and there were two of them just dodging through the trees chasing an eagle.
Oh, yes. Right. They are fearless. And yeah, they'll definitely pick on whatever they think is a threat to their territory or threat to maybe their nest in some cases, but also to prey that they could scavenge, you know, on dead things that they could scavenge on. They'll go after other animals. Eagles, you know, I've watched them just mercilessly pick on an eagle at a carcass, trying to pull out the tail feathers,
right,
you know,
yes,
all that kind of stuff. They'll also pick on the submissive members of a wolf pack. They seem to be able to identify who's the dominant and who's the submissive, and they target those submissive wolves as wolves that they might be able to pester into leaving a carcass that they're maybe trying to get the last remains of the submissive wolves. And of course, I think most of our listeners have probably heard about the interesting behaviors related to scavenging that ravens are known to have. For instance, young ravens in particular will try to attract a large group of other ravens to a carcass of some kind in order to overwhelm the local pair who will defend that mm-hmm. carcass from, you know, one or a few birds. But if you get a big mob of ravens together, well, then the locals have to throw up their wings and go, oh, gosh, here they are.
Well, obviously, you and I have read the same books by Bernd Heinrich. Mm-hmm. One is The Mind of the Raven, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. talks a lot about that, mm-hmm. and the other is Ravens in Winter.
Right.
Two extremely interesting books mm-hmm. if our listeners are really interested yes. in ravens, as because they're with us all the time. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. to learn more about this remarkable bird, which yeah. is very bright and very crafty, bright.
Yeah,
and seems to me to be just ultimately suited to its environment.
Isn't that the truth? They are just a wonderful example of a creature that has tremendous adaptive capabilities. I mean, their range is huge. They live in the desert. They live up here. They live further north. Some live in very urban places. So yeah, they're incredibly adaptable, and they have all these very sophisticated social dynamics, and not just with their own kind, because you typically don't see ravens in huge groups like you do crows, for instance. They're not social in that sense so much, but they have lots of sophisticated social interactions between pairs, which are very pairings are to typically go on for many years, and they have a lot of nest fidelity, so they use the same nests for many years. I think I've read that the oldest known raven was 17 years old. So that's a lot of opportunity to gain experience and wisdom and tricky behavior.
Well, I think we could recommend people stay alert, listen, mm-hmm. because you're going to hear young ravens any day now.
Right, yes.
And they make a racket.
They do make a racket. They definitely do, both in the nest and then as groups. They're it's the young ravens, the immature birds, that form communal roosts at night. Having known where a location was, sometimes in the late evening, you can watch the young ravens all going in the direction of the, so you stand right. in some place where you can look out, you can watch them all heading towards that spot. So
so look up in the air, folks. There's yeah, a big show going on.
Keep your eyes and ears open. Right.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with goings on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on ravens.
You're welcome.